The tradition itself is based on the idea of questions. When God speaks to Adam in the Garden of Eden, after Adam has done something wrong, a big something wrong, God doesn't say you did something wrong. God asks a question. Ayeka, where are you? So in the infancy of humanity, we start with a question. After you die, according to the Jewish tradition, that is, at the end, you get asked questions. During the final judgment, you don't come before the throne of judgment and get told what you did wrong. You get asked. Presumably, you're supposed to volunteer. Just like the child, who ideally will tell you that he took the cookie before you say the chocolate is on your face. The first thing that Moses says to God after he says, Hineni, I'm here, is a question. The very first thing, and do you know what Moses' question is? Who am I? God says to him, I want you to go to Pharaoh, and he says, who am I to go to Pharaoh? In other words, the opening question for Moses is a question of self-definition, and that also, of course, is the opening question of God to Adam. Ayeka, where are you? Where are you? Who are you? Why do we do this? What does this mean? If you study Talmud, you discover that it's entirely, the dialogue in Talmud is entirely composed, almost without exception, of questions and answers, of challenges and responses. It's dialogic, it's interactive. The idea is that a question, if well asked, will open you to possibilities that you never would have thought of without the question. Our portion today begins, Bo el Paro, go to Pharaoh. But the word Bo doesn't mean go. What does it mean? Come. And so as soon as you ask, why does God say come to Pharaoh instead of go to Pharaoh, you open up a bouquet of answers, all of them beautiful, all of them suggestive, and none of them necessarily dispositive. That means none of them is the final answer, because if you give a final answer, there are no more questions. And you always need more questions. At every moment of life, there is a beautiful and painful story that we read every Yom Kippur about Hananya ben Tarajon, a great rabbi, who was killed by the Romans. And the story goes that they wrapped him up in a Torah scroll and they set him on fire. And one of his students said to him, Rebbe, what do you see? Rabbi, what do you see? And he said, the parchment is burning, but the letters are ascending to heaven. A painful and lovely story. But Elie Wiesel has a great commentary on the story. He says, the poor guy is burning to death. And this other student can think of nothing better to do than to bother him with questions? Can't you leave him alone even now? You have to ask him questions at the last moment of life. But his answer is that what Rabbi Hananya wanted to know at that moment was that even in his last moments, he was a teacher. That his students were learning something from the horrible ordeal that he was going through. And how do you let someone know that he or she is your teacher? You ask a question. And so what they were doing was enabling him to understand that the letters really would endure because people would still ask questions. And had they not asked that question, of course, we wouldn't know about the eternity of the letters. And so the Passover, the tradition, is based in part on answers, obviously, but really on questions. Since Judaism's foundation is something that we can never understand, which is the nature of God, we are forever either sentenced or liberated to continually ask. This was what one Jewish commentator, Maurice Samuel, said was in fact the secret of the survival of the Jewish people. He said, the Jewish people are still here because we decided we weren't going to leave this earth until we figured it out. And since that requires a continual engagement with all the plentitude of God's creation, with all the questions we can ask, we're still here. And so I want to leave you with a story about questions that I hope will both illuminate to the Torah portion and also remind you what it is, in essence, to be an engaged Jew, and I would argue even an engaged human being. It's about Rabbi Simcha Bunim, one of the greatest of the Hasidic rabbis, who was standing with a group of his disciples. And he pointed at another group that stood with another rabbi. And he said, "You see those Hasidim? They're dead Hasidim." And they said, "What do you mean they're dead Hasidim?" And he said, "They're dead Hasidim because they've stopped asking questions." And one of his disciples, after pondering for a minute, said, "Rebbe, how do I know that I'm not dead?" And he said, "Because you asked." So I hope that you will do today what I.I. Rabi's mother used to say to him, the Nobel Prize winning physicist, as he would go off to Cheder every day. At the end of his life, as he gave an interview to the Hebrew paper Haaretz, he remembered that she wouldn't say to him, "Did you do well in school today? Or did you give any good answers?" She would always say to him, "Itzi, did you ask any good questions today?" I wish you a day of good questions.